Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look at the biggest story in retail over the last 7 days. I'm Grace Bowden, reporter for Retail Week, and I'm joined by Becky Waller-Davis, our senior reporter, and our executive editor, George McDonald. Last week, we asked the question of whether or not Hoff is worth saving, has Fraser, I should say, and this week we know the answer. Mike Ashley has done an 11th hour rescue bid just hours after the business fell into administration, paying £90 million to buy the business outright. It's a really interesting move, bit of a bolt from the blue, or maybe not. What's going to happen now? What do we think?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's all gone through very quickly, hasn't it? Kind of within a matter of hours. And as we know, Mike's been wanting a department store business for years now, and he's finally got a whole one.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people thought it might be Debenhams, kind of creeping closer and closer to that takeover threshold.
It did look like it was going that way, didn't
yeah.
it? He's got nearly 30% in them now,
yeah.
hasn't he?
Yeah. So Sergio and Ian Cheshire must be breathing a sigh of relief, I think.
Well, he's now a big competitor of theirs, of course. But yeah, I think, as we were saying before we started filming, you know, it could be good news. Mike Ashley's got long-held ambitions to sort of build a higher-end business. We know, for the reasons we just talked about there, apart from anything else, that he's interested in department stores.
Yeah.
So, you know, Hoff's at the higher end. And I was just looking at what Sports Direct had to say in their most recent annual report about building what they call their premium lifestyle division. So last year, that division generated sales of 162 million. That was up 42%. But it's only 5% of group revenue, so you can see how this deal makes sense. You know, as we discussed last week, you know, you can't underestimate how smart Mike Ashley is, what a good entrepreneur he is. And he made another interesting point, or there's another interesting point in the annual report where he's talking about this premium division. It's supported by our group-wide centralised commercial and support functions, giving the benefit of scale and operating efficiencies. So, you know, we should imagine that House of Fraser, under his ownership, will benefit from that too.
Absolutely. And it's an interesting move for Mike Ashley, because he sort of, with his own operations at Sports Direct as well, has been sort of trying to move them more up market with his elevation strategy. He's even talked about Selfridges of Sport, that being what he wants to do with Sports Direct. So it feels like an acquisition that is fitting with his wider ambitions for his own business. So it makes a lot of sense there. But as we know, there were several other potential white knights in the mix. What do we think the board of Hoff and the employees of Hoff are going to be feeling? Obviously, there are lots of unanswered questions, but do you think they feel like they have found the right new home?
You know what? I mean, you talked about the kind of the brands and the elevation strategy there, and their strategies do fit together very well, because Hoff has been pushing that house of brands strategy for a while. That fits in very well with Mike's kind of previous dealings with, I mean, obviously Sports Direct, but Cruz and Flannels and Agent Provocateur, obviously, which he snapped up about a year ago now, or a year or so ago. I mean, Flannels on Oxford Street is going to have personal shopping, so he clearly is moving into that kind of more premium brand space. I think, you know, the strategy fits together pretty well. I mean, I understand that Philip Day actually offered more for Hoff than Ashley.
Interesting.
So the board must have thought Mike had a better plan.
Although the board don't make the decision, actually, the administrators decided. But to answer your question, so if I was working for House of Fraser, I would be, I guess, breathing a sigh of relief today, apart from anything else, because he's bought all the stores, hasn't he?
Yes, he's acquired all 59. Whether they'll stay open, there's no word on
that yet. Yeah, so very good point. However, it must at least indicate the possibility that even if they don't all end up House of Fraser, there must be the possibility some more may stay open. But let's assume that they don't. Let's assume he gets rid of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Those remaining staff probably can feel a bit more secure because of Mike Ashley's past form as an entrepreneur. They might be a bit intimidated, though, given some of what we know about Mike, some of the things that he has acknowledged have been problems in the business, things like all the warehouse controversies. Mm-hmm. So they're probably a bit on edge and relieved at the same time.
Yeah, he's very much synonymous with the whole 0 hours contract culture, isn't he? And so that could be.
Although they have gone out of the way to try and
turn
that around. In fact, they talked about, I can't remember who measured it, but again, prominent in the annual report is how much they have improved their corporate reputation over the last year.
And the other thing I would say is if you look at what's happened at Sports Direct recently, obviously, warehouse issues, which are a massive concern and validly so aside, he has loosened the reins a little bit, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, he's brought in people like Michael Murray, the head of innovation, Liam Rowley, who's in charge of the strategic investments. And I basically, my understanding is that in their latest full year updates, he was basically said he's no longer allowed to just snap up stores willy-nilly.
Mm.
And the idea that Mike Ashley is now in a position where he's not allowed to do something with his own business because it's for the greater good of the business, you know, acquiring the right sites and doing the right things for the right reasons rather than just snapping up any old Toys R Us going. That's a real massive shift,
and
arguably, look, if you know, that context will be, I would imagine, of some comfort to House of Fraser knowing that. I don't think it's the same Mike Ashley of
we're gonna come in and
destroy you. It does feel like he's, if not mellowed, loosened the, not, hasn't got the whole thing in quite such a vice-like grip as he once did, shall we say. And so, bit of a weird one, and I don't know if we know the answer to this, but I want to discuss it. What does this mean for his, we mentioned it earlier, his stake in Debenhams?
Mm.
Because obviously, I mean, I know obviously, I mean, they're rivals, aren't they?
Yeah.
Direct rivals.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Is that going to be...
I mean, I think they're different enough businesses for, you know, they are rivals, but they do also have very different customers. And, you know, Debs has always been about an own brand offer. And designers at Debenhams and House of Fraser has always been much more branded, a little bit more premium as well, obviously. I mean, I'm not sure on the kind of competition front how that stands. I don't think there's any immediate plans, or we haven't heard of any immediate plans for him to...
I don't think from the sort of, certainly from a regulatory point of view and competition, I can't really envisage a problem. It's not like Sainsbury's and Asda merging, and we're in quite a tough retail environment. But yeah, how different or similar House of Fraser and Debenhams end up being is going to be the real thing to follow, I think. And you could imagine, that he sees the opportunity with, you know, the upmarket third-party brands in House of Fraser, you know, much more luxury focused, and then, you know, benefits from his shareholding in Debenhams. Because on the surface of it, you would think that he wouldn't carry on with the discounting that has openly acknowledged to be undermining Debenhams when he's also its biggest shareholder.
Yeah.
Although, you know, could he end up selling his stake in Debenhams just to focus on House of Fraser?
I mean, and he did take an £85 million hit on his latest results because of the Debenhams stake, so, you know.
Wouldn't want to guess,
would you? It's hard to know what he's going to do.
You can never second guess him. I think whoever you talk to, they would agree on that.
Yeah, no, it's something we've learned, isn't it, over the years.
It's going to be a very interesting one to watch. Thank you very much for your thoughts, guys. I think that just about does us for this week. We will obviously be following the House of Fraser story as it develops, as we have been so far, so keep an eye on the website for any updates there. Looking ahead to next week, we have updates from Kingfisher and Asda. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you again next week.